Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, January the 18th, 2022. Why are there so many sorrows and pains and tribulations and calamities, tsunamis and storms and pesky insects and cobras, venom snakes wild animals that would tear you apart, and evil people? Why do we have all this to face on this earth? Well, the reason we have it to face is because Adam sinned, disobeyed God, and as a result of it, it plunged the whole human race into this misery we find ourselves in called the curse. There are people out there that deny the curse. They deny original sin. I had a fella tell me one time, nobody's going to hold me responsible for Adam's sin. Well, God holds us all responsible for Adam's sin. All you have to do is go to the 5th chapter of Romans and you can find that out. As by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Well, whose disobedience is it talking about there? It's talking about Adam's disobedience. Many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous, speaking of Christ. First man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Well, that gives you the answer as to why we have all these sorrows and pains and tsunamis and pesky insects and cobras, venomous snakes and wild beasts and every imaginable evil present on the face of the earth. That gives us the answer. No wonder Albert Brumley wrote the song, "I'll Fly Away." I'll fly away, oh glory. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. No more curse in heaven. No more tribulations. No more pain. No more sorrow. No more tears. The old things are passed away, and behold, all things will become new. The lion will lie down with the lamb. You know? What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, he will take me by the hand and lead me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there. There'll be no curse. When Adam sinned, what did God tell Adam? By the sweat of your brow, you shall eat. Thorns and thistles will you have. And he put them out of the Garden of Eden, and he put a angel there with a flaming sword to keep them out so they couldn't get back in. Well, I'm glad that he made a provision so that I would not be kept out of heaven. I'm glad there's no angel at the pearly gates of heaven with a flaming sword to keep me out. Jesus Christ made a provision through the shed blood of his on the cross. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all of his elect, of us all. How beautiful heaven must be. The home of the happy and free. When all of God's elect get to heaven, what a glorious day that will be. Well, we have to contend with this curse down here. You know, we try to do everything we can to circumvent the curse, don't we? Don't we? We try to get pain medication. We try to get air conditioning. We make sure our heater's working in our car. We get on winter coat during the cold snow and winter, and then we get a straw hat in the summer to keep the sun off of our bald head. And then we like to eat comfort foods, don't we? Comfort foods. And we like to have soft carpet to walk on. And a nice mattress to sleep on. And my wife, while ago, brought me a nice breakfast. Okay? Biscuits and gravy and sausage. And an over medium egg. What a nice breakfast. So we try to circumvent the curse as much as we can. But we still have viruses, food poisoning, and pesty gnats. I hate gnats. Okay? I can put up with flies over gnats. Gnats, there's something nasty about gnats. Okay? And, you know, some people are afraid of spiders. Remember that song, I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes? That's not what it takes to love me. Like I want to be loved by you. Well, this is just a reminder that we have a place that we're going to where there aren't any varmints. You know, and we're not going to have any health problems in heaven because we're going to have a glorified body. Well, I hope that you all have a good day today, and I hope that you will look forward to the time that we no longer have to deal with this curse down here. Forgetting those things of the past and remembering Christ daily for what he has done. Where sin abounded, grace much more abounded for us. What a wonderful thing to think on when we remember our former sins. Grace is much more abounding for those who've been born again. He has cast all our sins as far as the east is from the west. This will stand up against the devil's accusations against us. This will always pass the test. What a wonderful thing to always remember that even though Satan is the great accuser of the brethren, grace is more abounding, assuring us a place in heaven. Well, I hope the good Lord is with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.